broadcasting live from the Toyota studios.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
On your favorite Arkansas sports talk station.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man.
Okay.
Streaming live from
HitThatLine.com.
I got that wood.
This.
Y'all better put him in the Heisman.
Is.
Smile.
The Morning Rush.
In my wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. In my wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
With John Neighbors.
You ever get lucky, Tommy?
Tommy Kraft.
Their parents were acting a fool in the bleachers at the boys' club.
And Nick Mason.
Do as I say, not as I do.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
2 hours down, 1 hour to go. Appreciate everybody listening in on this beautiful day here in the great state of Arkansas. John Neighbors, Tommy Kraft, Nick Mason in studio with you. Thank you for making us a part of your day today. Excited to bring in our very next guest, the head hog himself, Arkansas Razorback football coach Chad Morse, joins us right now on the Morning Rush. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Morning, John, Tommy. How y'all doing?
We're doing well, making it work, getting excited for the spring game this weekend and also spring practice, and I know you're excited to get it going as well. So let's just start with the progression of this football team. You took over the Arkansas Razorback program back late last year, and now during spring practice you've been able to see your team, you've been able to look at some guys. Just from the progression side of things, how has it gone from the time you arrived to where you are right now? How pleased are you with the progression?
Well, I think every day is a new day, it's a new journey, and you know, to watch these guys. First of all, as they accepted this change and this new staff in, has been really good. And then, you know, asking them to do some things that they haven't been used to doing, learning different styles of coaching, different ways of training, a lot more running. These guys have bought in. They bought in 100%. And the thing that I've been more intrigued with is just watching, you know, the progression, watching this football team improve, not just since we started spring ball, but since we got here and really got back to work about the mid of January. But, you know, we're still a long way to go. But these guys are hungry. They're thirsty for knowledge, and they're ready. I mean, they really are. They're ready to get back out on that field in August and to erase that 4-8 taste that they have.
What do you want fans to leave Saturday, whether they're watching on TV on the SEC Network or leave War Memorial Stadium? What is it you want them to take away from the product you put on the field? And what is it that they will see from your team that they should notice? What is it that fans will take away from your scrimmage on Saturday?
Yeah, and you know, John, you guys know that, I mean, we're going to be very limited in what we do, what we show. But the thing I want everybody to take away from is this is different. That's what I want. This is different. And, you know, different in a good way. Different in, and they haven't seen a up-pace, fast-pace, go-go-go style of offense. While we may not be as much pressure Saturday by design, they'll notice the difference there. And just the energy of the players, everybody flying around and having fun, and that's the biggest thing, you know, people are going to come away with on Saturday.
Speaking with head coach of the Arkansas Razorback football team, Chad Morse, right now on the Morning Rush. Coach, what have the quarterbacks shown you? Because that's what everyone cares about. They want to know who QB1 is, and I know you haven't decided who that's going to be, but the quarterbacks that you have on the roster right now, what have they shown you so far to give you confidence that one of these guys are going to be able to lead this team this upcoming season?
Yeah, you know, the guys that we have right now that are really working, you know, I thought Ty Story's done a really good job during spring ball, really kind of came out of the blocks on fire and has been very consistent, very knowledgeable about the offense now. You know, Cole, I thought Cole was maybe a little bit more sluggish coming out, but has really picked it up over the last five practices. Been extremely impressed with Cole. It's really seemed like the game is slowing down a little bit more for him, which is needed. You know, we're not running the quarterbacks in spring or not letting them get hit in spring, and that's by design. I wish we could. I wish we had the depth to be able to do that, but we don't. And, you know, Dalton and Austin have done a good job, Austin being a walk-on, and Dalton being the redshirt freshman have done a really good job as well. you know, each one brings a different characteristic. Obviously, Cole is got the size, the arm strength. You know, Ty is probably you know, when you look at Ty, he's runs the ball effectively, throws the ball well, but has really picked up the offense extremely well. And then Dalton is just so athletic, very, very, very efficient with his legs. So again, everybody brings a different trait to it. But I've been really pleased with all these guys. Again, like I said, Cole Kelly has really came on over the last five practices, which has been good to see.
Coach, how has the offensive line progressed? I mean, there's no hiding the fact that it was a problem last year, and you lose a Frank Ragnow. How has the O-line progressed with the change in the offense through these first, or through what will be 14 and now the 15th practice on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, Coach Fry does a really good job with these guys, and the scheme that we run creates a lot more realistic run boxes. And, you know, you don't see everybody stacking the box on us. And so that's helped clear it up. You know, I guess listening to the players talk, that's probably been the biggest thing that they have talked about, is just the run boxes that they see now are so much different than what they have been seeing in there. While we're still in some 12 personnel, it's a different way to do it. And it's really cleaned up some things, made some things simpler for them. And that was our deal. We wanted to come in this spring. We wanted to simplify things, and we wanted to play fast. And these guys have done a good job of that. And I've been very pleased with the progression of the offensive line. The one thing that really concerns me right now is just the overall depth there. You know, we only have 10 scholarship O-linemen. Right now we signed three, so that'll give us 13. You know, your ideal number is to go into play with 15 on your roster, and we're not going to have that going in. So, you know, we got to be efficient. We got to cross train some guys. So maybe you see some guys that are playing tackle, may play guard. You may see some guards playing some center. We do, and Coach Fry's done a really good job of that, of help cross training these guys.
Coach, just sometimes the stereotype can be with an offense like yours, the fast, 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 that it's difficult to field a good defense. What is it about your style and the way you coach and how you're going to approach the defensive side of the ball that's going to make your defense good enough to where you'll be able to not only win some games but make some stops really late in games when it matters?
Well, you know, that's one of the things people have asked me about. And, you know, it's real quick for me to go back and reference. I mean, you look at our time at Clemson. I mean, we had one of the top offenses in the country and had a top five defense in the country too. So, you know, it can happen. Obviously, you got to be smart. You got to be, as a coach, if you keep getting three and outs and you're only burning 45 seconds off the clock, you got to change the tempo of the game a little bit now. And that's something that we do a good job of. So many people get caught up with the word tempo, thinking it's fast, fast, fast all the time. And really, tempo is the ability to change the pace of play in the game. So you'll see us go extremely fast. Then you'll see us slow it down, check the sidelines. Then you'll see us huddle at times and break out of the huddle at a fast pace. So, again, when you talk to defensive coordinators, if you play at one speed the entire game, it's easy for everybody just to lock in on that tempo of the game. But when your ability to change the tempo of a game, that presents problems.
Yeah. You want to go goods on goods Saturdays. Is that what I think that's what you've said. You want to do some of that and let fans see ones-on-ones, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's gonna be like an amped up, pretty good scrimmage out here is what we're gonna have.
Yeah, I mean, because that's kind of a break from what we've seen in recent times, and I think fans are going to enjoy that. The fact that you kind of get to see some real football, not ones against the world.
Yep. No, we're gonna do some good on good. We haven't quite arrived yet to get to that point, so we still got guys battling for positions and playing time, and yeah. This is a great opportunity for these guys to get another, just a good day of work in. That's what we're after. We want to get a great day of work in, and we want to walk off that field on Saturday. Actually, we want to run off that field on Saturday, knowing we were better than we were the time we stepped on it earlier that day.
So that'll be different. Obviously, playing in Little Rock's a little different with the construction, everything going on in Fayetteville. What are the expectations when you and the staff and the administration talk? Is there a number y'all talk about? Is there an expectation for crowd? What are you expecting to see when you come out of the tunnel and the team comes on the field? What kind of crowd do you think will be there Saturday?
Well, if it's any indication of the the crowds and the passion level that I've seen all over our state going to these Razorback events and meeting our great fan base across our great state. I'm excited to get our first glimpse of the passion level of Razorback football on a Saturday afternoon. And, you know, I tell you what, we're going to have a lot of recruits there, and we can't talk to the recruits. We can't have any interaction with them because it's not on our campus. And so what I've shared with these recruits is, man, just look at our fan base. Watch how we're going to fill that stadium up, and watch the excitement level that they're going to have out there. And that'll be every bit as good as sitting down and talking to me after the game.
Coach, when you came to the program, obviously you wanted to instill different types of offenses and conditioning and all of that. But as far as the mentality, to be able to take over a program that it was down in the dumps a little bit and had some losing seasons and whatnot, how do you feel like the team has handled the energy and the rejuvenation of going from being a program that was in the pile of the dump right there to getting back to a winning mentality that, hey, they have confidence not only in themselves but in the team and in the staff around them?
Well, I think that, you know, when you talk to these players, and I've talked to the majority of every one of them, and the thing that you find is that they understand what it was like last year. They understand that 4-8's not the standard. 4-8's not acceptable. And they have a sense of pride, and they don't ever want to let a fan base down again. They don't ever want to let themselves down or their families down. And so they've had to hear that. And so with that comes just a thirst for knowledge, just an excitement of change, an excitement of something new, excitement of something different. And the biggest thing that we've talked about in this program is the accountability. You're going to be held accountable if you're the starting quarterback or if you're the fourth-team kicker. You're going to be held to a high standard. It's a big deal to play football at the University of Arkansas, and you're going to uphold to the Razorbacks of the past and the future. And that's one of the things we've talked about so much is that, you know, what you do when you wear that logo right now defines your legacy, because there's been a lot of people wear it before you and a lot of people wear it after you. And so, you know, getting and visiting with these guys and then watching them work, they're ready, they're excited, and they were close a year ago before I got here. Unfortunately, you had some injuries. You had to play some young guys, and in this league, as you know, you better bring your A game every week. But what we found is that these guys are ready, they're excited, and they've welcomed us with open arms.
Couple more before we get you out of here. You mentioned there the former players, and you've made some pretty direct statements about welcoming former players and the former Letterman back to the program. I think that's been much appreciated and a different approach than the previous staff. Why is that so important to you?
Well, it's important that these young men see their heritage of where and who has wore this logo before them, and the blood and the sweat and the tears and then the joys and the ups and downs that have turned this program into where it is today, and to see these former players come back here and embrace the new staff, embrace these current players, has been remarkable. I think we had like 16 of them out here yesterday watching practice in a cold. And so, man, I make a point to go over and shake their hand and welcome them back and just say, this is home. We want you around. It's important for you to be around. Because you help build it, and that's what's going to carry this thing forward is just the unity of not just our former players, but across our entire great state, of everybody locking arms and saying, man, this is what we're after, and we can't wait to get this thing right.
Coach, before we let you get out of here, it doesn't really have anything to do with football per se, but I'd like to ask you, just since you've arrived in Fayetteville and you've traveled around the state of Arkansas, just being here for a few months, what has been the stuff that you've enjoyed the most? What have been the areas, the things to do? Just overall, what have you thought about the area, and what are some of your favorite things?
Well, the area is absolutely incredible. The reception that me and my family have gotten from across our state has been unbelievable. You know, obviously, hadn't had a chance to get out and do too much because of been football and putting this thing together. But that'll come. That'll come in due time. The biggest thing that's really stood out to me is hearing the stories across our state, going to these Razorback Club events. I sit and I'm usually the last one out of the building because, you know, I'm either going to take a picture, I'm going to sign an autograph, or I'm going to listen to somebody's story. And one of the things that just really resonates with me is the number of people that grew up, were born. They were born Razorbacks. I mean, if you cut them, hogs run out of them. I mean, they are true Razorback fans and have been that way since birth. And to hear their stories and their passion of coming to Razorback games as a kid and enjoying the success and also listening to their hurt and their voice of the downfall of the program at times. And that just, what I provide them is hope. And that's the whole thing is that, look, we're not going to let you down. We're going to build this program. We're going to build it right. We're going to be the model program for all across the country to follow. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it one day at a time. And I need you to lock arms with me. And that has been unique because everybody's story matters, because I take that back. I share these stories with our players. And that provides motivation for these young men.
Coach Chad Morris, head coach of the Arkansas Razorback football team. Really appreciate you joining us, Coach. I know you got a lot going on. Good luck this weekend in the spring game, and I'm sure we'll be able to catch up with you later down the road.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, guys. Take care. Appreciate you.
You as well. Really appreciate Coach Chad Morris. We're going to react to some of his comments on the other side of the break. This is The Morning Rush.
This is The Morning Rush.
Trailer parked in your driveway would be Plum Gorgeous.
They run past the half mile pole and Plum Gorgeous is the leader. Plum Gorgeous, 3/4 of a length.
And that sweet rig could be yours during Oaklawn's exciting boat and truck giveaway.
Plum Gorgeous is the one to catch.
Saturday, April 7th, come watch the best in thoroughbred racing and register to win a brand new Toyota Tacoma truck from Gregor Toyota and a Sylvan Mirage pontoon boat and trailer from Gregor Marine. No purchase necessary, but you must be present to win. Winner is responsible for taxes on prizes.
Plum Gorgeous is well in front.
And enjoy the races from the beautiful infield on Saturdays, weather permitted.
It is Plum Gorgeous, and now she is far in front.
Gates open at 11 a.m., first race at 1 p.m.
Plum Gorgeous won by about 10 in the end.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's favorite place to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Arvest is not your typical bank. See for yourself.
I was a first-time home buyer and had a great experience with a mortgage officer here at Arvest.
We came in, gave them all the information that we needed, and
it was kind of a natural choice.
When you go through Arvest with your mortgage stays with Arvest.
Home equity line of credit, they were very helpful and helped me establish that.
I have recommended Arvest to friends and family. That's why most of my family are now at Arvest Bank.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I don't like saving money, said maybe one person ever. For the other 99.9% of you out there, we can help. From March 21st to April 11th, you can get a $60 reward card after submission with purchase of 4 new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires, including the all-season BF Goodrich Advantage TA line of tires.
Enjoy the savings at Southern Tire Mart, just off I-540 at Exit 14 in Fort Smith.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires 4/11/2018. Void where prohibited.
In April, Frank Rowe Furniture is having Customer Appreciation Month. We are offering 25% off on all cash sales and no sales tax on all in-store no credit check financing customers. Frank Rowe Furniture carries as many made in the USA brands as we can get our hands on. Frank Rowe Furniture is family-owned and been in the same location for 25 years. Family-owned, in-store no credit check financing, and service after the sale. Frank Rowe Furniture, 405 4th Street, Barling, Arkansas. Best seats in the house. Appliances and TVs excluded.
This is Mark Hurst. So many times, a friend or acquaintance will see me at a ball game or maybe at church and tell me that they really need to come in and have their teeth cleaned or have a tooth fixed, but because they don't have dental insurance, they're worried about the cost. That's why at Hurst Family Dental Care, we offer a dental discount plan to any of our patients that don't have insurance. Give us a call at 474-1972 to learn more about the Hurst Family Dental Care dental discount plan. Hurst Family Dental Care, a name you know and a name you can trust.
Clint Sterner here for Orr Chevrolet in Fort Smith. With all of the dealerships claiming to be this and that, why not trust in a family-owned dealership that has been in business for over 90 years? Orr has built their dealerships on excellent sales and service, a huge selection to choose from, and the best prices around. Finding a dealership to call home can be tough, but take it from me. You will never need to shop another dealer again. Do what I did and get more with Orr. Choose Orr Chevrolet in Fort Smith. Chevrolet, find new roads.
With more than 50 associate's degrees and certificates, Arkansas Tech Ozark will equip you to blaze a trail into a rewarding career. Choose from medical, business, logistics, skilled trades, and automation, or start your path to a four-year degree. ATU Ozark's small classes, flexible schedules, and personalized approach will help you complete your journey on time and successfully. Visit atu.edu/Ozark to explore more.
ESPN 95.3. No spin, no agenda, just the most honest sports talk in Arkansas. This is The Morning Rush.
We'll react to our interview with Arkansas football coach Chad Moore. It's brought to you by Crabtree RV, exit 13 off of I-40, right next door to the Cracker Barrel. You can buy their premium pre-owned inventory at a fraction of the original MSRP. They took in a lot of great trades during their recent RV show that they had there on site. So go by and see what they've got to offer right now. Great inventory, motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, all at a fraction of the original MSRP at Crabtree RV in Alma. Exit 13 off of I-40, Crabtree RV, it's where your family's dreams come true. What'd you guys hear there? Man, what stood out to you?
There's a lot to kind of unfold and unpack from all of the different things, but I like the way he ended.
We went a little long there with Coach, so we went about 17 minutes with Coach, so we're going to be a little short here, but we'll have some more time on the other side.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure we'll be bringing some of this stuff up again tomorrow as well, but just the first thing that stood out to me was when he was talking about the offensive line, Coach Fry, and the job that he's done so far, but he basically was saying, hey, we don't have the depth right now. We got some talent, but the depth is just not there right now.
You've got 10 guys on scholarship there now, which we've known that. They're going to have 13, and that's counting some true freshmen that are coming in. You want to be at 15, so there's no, as we've said, and we're talking an hour ago, there's no fixing this overnight. This is not a two-month fix. This isn't going to be fixed in August or September. This is a two-year fix, because even though you're going to be bringing in a few guys in August, those are true freshmen. Now, occasionally a true freshman will contribute, but, you know, you're still going to probably be playing with pretty shorthanded this year on the offensive line.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have that issue. And him talking about how they've simplified it a little more to try to get guys to figure it out, because they have talent, they have some size, they have some guys at least be able to go on the starting five, but simplifying a little more, I think, is what's going to be helpful for this offensive line. Because that was the thing under Brett Bielema, where under Sam Pittman, it was pretty simple. You line up, you go and hit the guy that's in front of you. I mean, that was the type of mentality. But then when Kurt Anderson came in and they tried to mix it up, do some zone blocking, maybe move more towards an NFL style, it didn't work. Yeah. It was obvious that these guys were confused. So I like how he's saying, we got to simplify it and just put guys in position to be successful.
And, you know, I agree with simplifying things, but even going back to the confusion, I don't even think it was so much of confusion. There's a difference when you have Trey Tola, Skipper, and Kirkland, and then when you turn around and have this guy, that guy, and the other guy that they had last year.
Bragnow.
Yeah. And that was the biggest difference.
Yeah. Yeah, you had guys there that either played in the pros, were free agents, had a shot in the NFL, versus guys that
didn't.
Won't even get free agent deals.
No.
A guy that was a former defensive lineman switched over to an offensive lineman and was starting 2 weeks later.
And was the second best one.
I know. So that's going to be the biggest
difference.
It may
be your best one this year.
Might be. But there's going to be opportunities for other guys. Stay tuned. We're going to continue talking about Chad Morris's interview and react to some of the comments he said. Don't miss it. This is
Walker
Morning Rush.
Heart Institute at Washington Regional offers preventive and acute care, as well as management of chronic conditions. Our 11 board-certified cardiologists are innovative leaders, providing Northwest Arkansas's first electrophysiology program, outpatient heart failure clinic, valve clinic, and lipid clinic. Plus, Washington Regional is the first in the state to be accredited by the American College of Cardiology as a chest pain center with life-saving PCI intervention and resuscitation. For a complete list of locations and services, go to walkerheart.org.
The Jonesboro A&P and AR Hoops bring you the NEA Next Level Showcase. Visit Jonesboro April 13th through 15th to catch one of the top girls AAU events in the South. This is a Nike-sponsored event, and teams from Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Tennessee will all come to Jonesboro to see who the top team in each division are. Jonesboro has a great selection on hotels and restaurants, and it's the perfect place to shop. With a big university and the population blooming, this will be a great event. Visit www.jonesboro.org to see all the city has to offer. Jonesboro, Arkansas, April 13th through 15th for the NEA Next Level Showcase.
The folks at Crabtree RV in Alma would like to say thank you for the overwhelming success of this year's Greater Fort Smith RV Boat and Outdoor Show. We took in so many top quality trades that we are now overstocked with pre-owned inventory. So if you've been looking for that motorhome, fifth wheel or travel trailer, now is the time to buy. We have the right RV for your next adventure at a fraction of the original MSRP. Shop us today. Crabtree RV, next to the Cracker Barrel in Alma. Crabtree RV, where your family's dreams come true.
Are you in the market for a new pool or spa? Seaside Pools and Spas has been constructing quality pools in the four-state area since 1967. It's your one-stop shop for chemicals, equipment, spas, and in-ground pools. With a service department like no other, Seaside Pools and Spas can help you with any repair, maintenance, or renovation needs necessary. Visit Seaside Pools and Spas today in Springdale and Bentonville or online at seasidepools.com.
The morning show that knows the hogs. You're listening to The Morning Rush.
It's a Sierra sell-off at Harry Robinson Buick GMC. With over $10,000 off on a new Sierra this month. 2018 GMC Sierra trucks. Fully loaded professional grade trucks. Save over $10,000 right now. Or save nearly $6,500 off MSRP on a 2018 GMC Terrain. Only $22,999. Low prices, the biggest selection, and more for your trade. At Harry Robinson Buick GMC. Exit 11 off of I-540 in Fort Smith.
Tired of your noisy neighbor? Looking to upgrade your apartment? Are you looking for a duplex or townhouse to live in? Whether it's Northwest Arkansas, Fort Smith, or Hot Springs, Trinity Multifamily manages thousands of units in communities near you. If you're looking for a new place to call home, make Trinity Multifamily your first call. 479-452-1817. That's 479-452-1817. Or go online to trinitymultifamily.com to search rental properties near you. Trinity Multifamily, your teammate in the real estate game.
ESPN 95.3. On air and streaming now on hitthatline.com. This is The Morning Rush.
Welcome back into The Morning Rush. Appreciate everybody listening in today. John Neighbors, Tommy Kraft, Nick Mason, all in studio with you. Appreciate Chad Morris joining us, too. And we're going to continue to talk about that here in a little bit as well.
Larry Rath, Rath Auto Resources, 4515 Towson Avenue in Fort Smith, and at the corner of Don Tyson and 71B in Springdale is with us now. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I just got to take a minute. We had a record month last month in both the Meineke Car Care Centers and the sales departments. Folks, thank you. If you're a customer, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. That's important to us to be a growing organization, and we're taking care of more people all the time, the Rath Auto Resources and the Meineke Car Care Centers. It really is a better way to drive. Save thousands when you buy. Get a nicer, newer car that you can depend on. Look for that Rath Road Ready sticker in the window. Means that car's been handpicked. It's been run through the Meineke Car Care Center and checked out for you. Been through our reconditioning department. Simply the finest premium pre-owned vehicles you're going to find anywhere at Rath Auto Resources. The Meineke Car Care Center, that's our secret weapon. That's how we take care of our customers, and you can't get that combination anywhere other than Rath Auto Resources and the Meineke Car Care Center. Two locations to serve you, 4515 Towson Avenue here in Fort Smith, up in Springdale at the corner of Don Tyson and 71B. We'd love to have your business. Give us a chance to earn your business on your next oil change or maybe a set of tires. Big special going on right now on Cooper Tires, up to $200 cash back. You buy that set of Cooper Tires, use your Meineke credit card, get 90 days same as cash. Really making it easy to get those tires for your car right now so you don't have to put it off any longer. Please come see us. We'll earn your business. Rath Auto Resources and the Meineke Car Care Centers. 4515 Towson Avenue in Fort Smith, corner of Don Tyson and 71B in Springdale, or check us out online, rathauto.com.
All right, Larry, have a great day. We will talk to you on Friday.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good one. And folks, come and see us.
All right, Rath Auto Resources in Fort Smith on Towson Avenue and also in Springdale, corner of Don Tyson and 71B.
You asked us what stood out to Chad Morris. What stood out to you?
The O-line deal did it too, and then talking about the tempo.
That was a good one, too.
You know, talking about how they're going to go about it. I think this is going to be an offense. I think what we'll see on Saturday, because of the O-line and the two things that go together, it's going to be an offense that the ball gets out of the quarterback's hands real fast, either a handoff,
getting it into the hands of a running back quickly. And I don't know how much they're going to really run between the tackles, but I think they're going to utilize, or they would like to utilize, a lot of wide receivers, a lot of tight ends in this offense.